from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And joining us right now for the manager's report is Padres skipper Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. And, Mike, when your team is off, it really, we have to stretch a little bit over the All-Star break to come up with things to fill the time. We had a sports hypnotist come in yesterday. We both got hypnotized. Had pedicures on the air this morning. That was my first ever. That was really nice. How did you spend your All-Star break?
Oh, I wish I could say it was exciting and exhilarating as what you guys are dealing with, but it was pretty low key. Just kind of hung out and, worked a little bit and put a nod towards, you know, the second half with a, you know, little perspective of what just took place in the first half.
No question. Are you someone, Skip, that's able to relax? I mean, I know I'm not great at it. I'm kind of trying to learn. The older I get, I need to relax and don't think about the show or work or anything. Are you able to kind of turn it off at all?
I think I've been able to learn how to separate for the most part. I kind of would equate it like a dimmer switch, you know.
I mean,
when the season is taking place, you know, it's you're always on. You just can't burn at the highest, brightest level the whole time, or you'll just burn out. But you know, it's always resonating, so you just turn the switch down a little bit. It's marinating in there, but you're not so consumed by it that you can't enjoy your life in other areas.
So you get back together, fly to Cleveland, see all the guys. Do you get an update from everybody? How do you get everyone back in the baseball frame of mind after a few days off?
I think everybody's in the baseball frame of mind. Guys, we flew in yesterday. High percentage of the club was with us. Guys are in a good spot. Relaxed, ready to go. The guys that came in yesterday, saw a couple of them in the hotel. But, you know, we'll see them today. Start the process with getting after the Guardians.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I just know it from a fan perspective, watching the All-Star game with my 6-year-old, the pride that he felt watching all of our guys perform, the pride that I felt. I was obviously a little disappointed that we didn't get to actually hear them talk about how great Robert Suarez was. But, you know, for you, the skipper, you're around him every day. What was that sense of pride like for you?
Yeah, it's good to see the guys, you know, be there, be a part of it, rightfully so. Proud of them. You know, these guys, I get the privilege of seeing them play like we all do every day, but also the additional privilege of seeing the kind of effort and dedication they had to their craft and see it pay off in an individual honor like the All-Star game, and then see them perform. I mean, it's, all three of them did great, you know. Jackson, you know, hit the lean to left and then got made up for it on the ball that, you know, down the line, got a knock, and, you know, Jerkson, you know, does what he does, gets things going. Big part of that 3-run inning, hits the rope down the right field line. Of course, Suarez, you mentioned, came in, 8 pitches, 2 punch outs, you know, stuff was really, really effective and electric. So the guys did well, representing the Padre organization very, very well.
So I know you probably didn't see it because you got other things on your mind, but Kevin Acey, I think you call him Ace, who covers your team for the UT, wrote a real nice piece about you and the team this morning, and specifically a lot of it was about some of the success that you've had as a manager in the second half of the season. And I know that was kind of a message you had way back in spring training, that better as the game goes on, better as the series goes on, better as the season goes on. Do you feel like you've accomplished that and are still on that same track that you talked about to have a strong finish to the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very process-oriented, you know, looking to always consistently look individually, collectively, how we're improve and take advantage of our experiences we get every day, other people's experiences, growing from them. I do feel like that's taking place. I feel like a good portion of our club is grown individually. I don't want to list them all, but, you know, just a couple of them. Clearly, you know, Jackson's done well, but, you know, Maury Hone, Estrada, you know, take the next steps. Kolick, you know, Rule 5 guy coming in with mostly double-A experience and starting to get his footing and, you know, starting to graduate in some bigger moments for us. You know, Michael King's Thurwell, Waldron's taking some of the next steps and pitched well. Vasquez has improved. I mean, you know, it's a young club in a lot of areas, not a lot of, you know, practical experience in the big league. So when you have that mindset of continual improvement, you know, it typically can work out if you're dedicated with specificity of what that can look like and working in collaboration with the staff and the players. So overall, I'm pleased. Yeah, I think we definitely have some ways to go to continue to shore up, you know, our processes and what that looks like. But I know we're heading in the right direction.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning. And A.J. Preller had said, look, it's a 60-game sprint right now. You're quoted in the same article as saying, yep, it's time to go. I've always wondered, and I think I know the answer to it, but I'll ask it anyway. Like you said, guys are in a baseball frame of mind. Will there be a Mike Schilt, you know, fiery, let's start now, it all starts tonight? Is that something that goes on? I know you got young players, but everybody in there seems pretty motivated to win on their own. Will you kind of address the team tonight before this game?
No, you know, look, I'm not one. I mean, yeah, we're in more of a sprint mode, but I come from a place of every game's important, you know, going to prepare for every game. You know, it's the most important game there is that day. It's the most important game of the year. So I've got that mindset. I think pretty much the club has that mindset. So there's no, like, Newt Rockne, let's go.
I think, yeah, that's what I
wanted. People are pretty intelligent in our clubhouse about what's going on. I feel like there's a hungriness to our group. You know, there'll be some, you know, subtle messaging about how we continue to look to prepare and compete, you know, today moving forward. But there's not like a, you know, clubhouse get together. And, you know, I think we got a clubhouse that is in a pretty good place knowing where we're going.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I know your rule, no breaking news, unless you accidentally tell everybody that Randy Vasquez had a baby like last week. But this isn't, this. You're not breaking any news. MLB.com has already said that Tirso Ornelas is with your team for the start of the second half of the season. What can you kind of tell me about Tirso and what you guys have seen and maybe what his role is going to be going forward here for the second half?
I'm not sure you've got that accurate.
Oh, MLB.com is wrong.
Breaking
now.
News.
Okay.
No, well. I don't know. I don't read MLB.com, okay. But Chirso's been added to our 40-man roster.
Okay, 40-man, not necessarily the 26-man. That's another move entirely.
That's correct. Yeah, Chirso's done a great job, swinging the bat well.
He is swinging the bat well at AAA.
Yeah, he's been doing great, and he's earned the opportunity to be added to our 40-man roster.
Got it. See, all right. Specifically, you got to get the details right, Woods.
Yeah, 100%. Right. I'm glad you asked him, and I
details, and that's I'm glad he clarified. That's good to know. Well, now if they need him, they can call him up, though. They don't have to make another corresponding move on the 40-man.
Exactly, exactly. It's the first step of the process. Right. It's the skipper, Mike Schilt. Last one for me. Can you give us just kind of a, you know, you checked in with all the players, and I know you get reports, and how were some of the guys that, you know, we saw the report about Fernando Tatis Jr. coming back. What a great piece of positive news that was. Joe Musgrove, talked to him, kind of where do some of your guys, you're going to need these guys for the home stretch here. How are they all doing?
Yeah, I mean, we got some of the big boys missing, so we're definitely going to need them. The team's built around them, and you know, I've been pleased with the way we've competed without him, and people have stepped up. But you know, reality is that, you know, during the stretch run, we're gonna need you know, guys like Toddy and Joe back in the fold. You know, we just got Bogey back, which is good, clearly, and you know, relative to Toddy, you know, still in a healing pattern. You know, he's been able to start some light activities with not a ton of stress, as you would imagine, and he's into it. So, but you know, overall, it looks like he will be back at some point this season. When I couldn't tell you. And you know, Joe continues to take positive strides as well. He's playing catch. He's starting to throw some bullpen. You know, recovering well, threw one 2 days ago, recovered well from all reports. Ball's coming out pretty clean, starting to work on some spin, which would be another hurdle for him. But yeah, he's thankfully progressing in a positive direction, both those guys.
This is an interesting road trip to start the second half. You know, Cleveland Guardians have the top record in the AL, then Washington, and we know how emotional that series when the Nationals were at Petco Park not that long ago, and then Baltimore Orioles, another first-place team. Now, your team has played well against some of these good teams. What are you kind of looking at out of the gates here to start the second half?
Just play our brand of baseball, you know, make sure we're doing the things that lead and give us the best chance to shaking hands into the game. You know, that's, you know, we're going to be together. We're going to make sure that, you know, that's going to continue to get even stronger to make sure we're doing this as one team. And then, you know, beyond that, we're going to throw strikes. We're going to make routine plays, and we're going to, you know, execute our offensive machine. We're going to be good on the bases. We're going to be good with our approaches. And, you know, we do that consistently. We'll give us our best chance. And that's the controllables. For the most part, I mean, the other team has something to say to it as well, but, you know, we take care of our responsibility. That's all we can do. So continue to make sure we do that consistently.
Well, hard to believe there's only 63 games left.
It's amazing.
Even though it's just the All-Star break, we know they'll be entertaining and exciting, and we'll be pulling for you as always, and we'll talk to you again next Friday as you near the end of this long road trip. Mike, thank you so much.
Of course, guys. Take care. Enjoy
Appreciate
your day.
It. There he is, Mike Schilt, our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.